Suck it to me.
The long winter is over, and Minor League Baseball is back in Fredericksburg for 2022. The Fred Nat season is going to be hotter than a malfunctioning hair curler in an easy bake oven. Fred Nat's On Deck will get you ready for today's action with exclusive access and insights from the clubhouse. Here's the men who put the friend in Fred Nat's. Yeah, or something like that. Joey Zanaboni and Eric Bach.
Ladies and gentlemen, good evening and welcome into Fredericksburg Nationals Baseball right here on the Fred Nats Baseball Network. Joey Zanaboni, Eric Bach up here playing the vocal cord ukuleles for you at SRP Park in North Augusta, South Carolina. Game 2 between our Fred Nats and the Augusta Green Jackets on tap. Fred Nats last night, a couple RBIs from Sammy Infante, a decent start from Andrew Alvarez, but the Green Jackets ran away 6-2 to put us behind in the series. This second contest will happen tonight, but it might be a little bit delayed. There's some weather in the area. Eric Bach, what can you tell us about that?
Well, I don't know a whole lot more than you do, Joey, other than the game is going to start in a weather delay. They're out there right now. Both teams are kind of making their way out there. There is a lot of Diamond Dry being dropped on the infield. A
lot of Diamond Dry out there, folks.
There appears to be some somewhat threatening clouds in the area, but it is not raining right now. It rained pretty hard earlier after we got here, but it's been hit or miss rain all day long, and we thought there might be a little window to get the game in tonight, but hopefully there still is. It may just be a little bit after 7 o'clock.
It's 81, both temperature and humidity out here in Augusta. There's about a 50-50 shot. We see some more rain between now and 10 p.m. Nice and overcast. Some clouds up there that look like they might portend rain. But at the moment, it is dry as the Green Jackets get loose out and left. Fred Nats mostly poised in the dugout waiting for this one to begin. We will begin this evening officially in a weather delay, so we will not start at 7:05 p.m., but happy to have you with us here on the Fred Nats On Deck pregame show, where we've got a special treat. Cade Cavalli, wow, how good has he been in his minor league baseball career? Real great story up in Rochester. He's part of the Futures game, All-Star weekend, July 16th. There was some concern around this guy because there's maybe a minor injury. Took him off the mound last night. We think it is very minor precautionary for Cade Cavalli, but he caught up on the 4th of July with Dan Colco of Masson. Let's listen in to what the top prospect, Cade Cavalli, had to say.
By Cade Cavalli, Nationals right-handed pitching prospect, currently with AA Harrisburg. Cade, how you doing, man?
Good. Doing really well. Thanks for taking time.
Appreciate you joining me. And you got some very exciting news within the last few days. You were selected to the Futures game for this year. You're going to be headed out to Denver to participate in a yearly event that puts prospects on the map and has them facing the best prospects across the country. Let's start there. How did you find out that you were selected to the Futures game, and what were your emotions when you got that really cool news?
Yeah, it was sure awesome. It was Sunday and we were in Altoona, and Tripp called me in the office, and Mark Schlaub was on the phone, and the whole staff was in there, and he just told me, he's like, you've been selected to the Futures game. So it was a really cool moment. Just to have Mark and all those guys at my back during that moment, you know, they got hyped for me. Gives me a lot of confidence in knowing that they like really believe in me, and, you know, they're rooting for me hard. And, you know, it's something that I've grown up watching. You know, every year, All-Star weekend, I get to watch the Futures game too. And it's always been one of my goals to be in this game. So it was really cool getting selected for it.
What's the crew going to be that's going with you out to Denver? Are you able to bring a bunch of the family and maybe some close friends with you? What's it going to look like?
Yeah. My mom, dad, brother, hopefully sister can make it. She just had a baby, so it's going to be tough. and then my girlfriend, she'll be coming. And then possibly a buddy from back home. Maybe some other family along with it. So it should be fun. And then I got my agents and like family, friends coming too. So it'll be a good time.
That's going to be a heck of an experience. And I know you're going to enjoy it regardless of how things all play out.
Yeah.
But let's go back to your college days. A lot of Nationals fans that are aware of your pitching talent might not be aware that when you went to Oklahoma, you were a two-way guy and you were playing more your freshman year as a position player than you were pitching. Take me back to those early days in college when, you know, maybe you didn't know whether your future in baseball was going to be on the mound or in the batter's box and how things all progressed from there.
Yeah, it's for sure a crazy story because I honestly never thought I'd be a pitcher, which is pretty funny. Out of high school, I got drafted and I plan on going to play short or third out of high school, and then got to OU, played third and first in the fall. We needed a first baseman, so I got moved over to first and played first almost every day my freshman year. I think I threw like 12 or 13 innings maybe. But I was spending a lot of time in the bullpen with Skip and just kind of learning about pitching and kind of falling in love with it. And then going into my sophomore year, I wanted to be a starting pitcher and Skip wanted me to be as well. So that was the summer that I went to the Cape and tried to get like a starting pitching routine and just kind of figure it out along the way. And I wanted to learn so bad then that I was just throwing every single day, like off the mound, just trying to. And it wore on my arm a little bit because I was just trying to learn so fast, you know. And then going into my sophomore year, I ended up getting that Friday starter job and had a good year on the mound. And then I also had a really good year at the plate. So I would pitch Friday, hit Saturday, Sunday in our midweek games, and end up hitting really well that year. But just going into my junior year, I was like, I think that the future is on the mound and I would hate to get hurt while I'm hitting or sliding into a base or something. So just ask Skip, I was like, hey, you know, I've never really focused on only pitching in my entire life. So like, I think that is where my future is going to be. So if we could just kind of, you know, focus on that. And he's like, I love it. Like, let's put all the eggs in one basket and get you being a pitcher. So my junior year, I became a full-time pitcher, which was super weird. You know, I don't ever remember like having chill time. Like I don't ever remember shagging during BP in the outfield. Like I just had to get used to all that, but it was really good on my body physically and just mentally, just kind of like taking a breather, focusing on one thing. And it turned out pretty good. So happy about it.
Yeah, it turned out okay. Turned out okay, I guess. It became a first round pick of the Nationals. Now you're in the Futures game, no big deal. But you mentioned that you fell in love with pitching after, you know, sometime in that freshman year, sophomore year timeframe. What was it about pitching that kind of pulled you in that direction? What made you think this is something I really want to invest my time in and try and become really, really good at?
You know, whenever I learn something new, like I just want to become the best at it always. And whenever I like had a little struggle pitching, it made me want to like just get even better. Like I didn't want to be bad in that area. So I spent a lot of time in that bullpen and just learning like how to move your body and like how, like there's so much stuff that goes into pitching that it's just like, it's crazy. It's mind blowing. And you know, it's not just standing up there and throwing a ball. It's a lot of sequencing and like trying to, you know, just go get out. So it's tough to do. And I mean, I had a little bit of struggle my freshman year and just it drove me even more to become better at it. And, you know, my arm, I knew I had a good arm and I wanted to see how it would play on the mound. So just trying to like move my body efficiently was a big challenge for me. And like I said, that challenge just kept pushing me. And I fell in love with the work, fell in love with like midweek bullpens, like what I'm going to get better at today. And it just kind of kept progressing. And I could see the changes and the more challenges I had ahead of me, it just like kept pushing me. So that's kind of how I fell in love with it. Just trying to get better at it and fell in love with the process, and just the rest is what it is. So, yeah.
It's funny you use that word process because it seems like pitching more so than any other area of the game, you need to enjoy that process because there are so many days that you're not, as a starting pitcher, that you're not on the field. So you have to love the work in between, whether it's the cardio, whether it's the weightlifting, whether it's the mechanical adjustments, all of those types of things that build into the craft, it seems to me like you have to love that stuff in order to be a starting pitcher and only go one out of every 5 days.
100%. You have to love every little detail that goes into building up for the start. Because once it's game time, then it's just kind of like what you prepared for, go have fun with it. Like you're done preparing. Now go have fun, compete, and get outs. And you got to, like, I mean, you have a game day every day as a pitcher, in my opinion. You know, you got your catch play. And as a pitcher, you only get a certain amount of throws. You can't just keep throwing because you got to stay healthy. So those throws that you do have, whether it's acting like you're taking a ground ball and moving athletically, you have a purpose behind it. Or if you're working on something, staying in your back leg or just something little, you can do it with every throw, even though it's not a ton of throws. So it's just like you have a focus every single day. And then the weight room and the cardio and all that comes with it. You know, you got to stay in really good shape, flush out all that just soreness and stuff every week. So it's, you're kind of battling with your own body of getting ready for the next start as well. So there's a lot that goes into it, and I love it.
Cade Cavalli joining me on Nats Insider. So Cade, you were a 2020 first round pick of the Nationals, and obviously last year was very different for everyone across the world. And that is the case for first round picks in baseball as well. You didn't have a minor league season. So you go to the Nationals alternate training site where you're spending time around guys that have been in the bigs. And that's an experience that guys who just got drafted don't typically have. You know, you're at the lower levels of the minor league system. You're going up against guys your own age or around your own age. So while there were things about last year that had to be very frustrating for you, that you weren't able to compete the way that normal draft picks are, I would imagine there were also some benefits that came out of last year in terms of what you had at your disposal with coaches that are at the upper levels of the minor league system and players that have had big league time.
Yeah, no doubt. You said it perfectly. There was a lot of benefits that happened. I know it was a horrible situation. Like, it sucks that we had to be at an alternate site, but we made the best of it as an organization. And I know that I got way better at the alternate site, in my opinion. I got there and a lot of confidence was built. I knew that my stuff was going to play at the next level, but every single time I pitched, I was facing the best hitters in our organization. And I was having some success, and it just kind of, you know, it's some guys that are studs about to be on the brink of making the league, and getting just feedback from them helped me a ton as well. And, you know, there was just little stuff here and there that I needed to clean up mechanically, or just how to sequence something, or just little stuff like that. And I learned a lot of that at the alternate site, and it was a big growing moment for me.
Cade Cavalli discussing the alternate site during the 2020 season. That was our great place down there, Virginia Credit Union Stadium, wasn't it?
It sure was. What an interesting time that must have been to be around the Washington organization or baseball in general. I mean, it was just an unprecedented time that I think people really, looking back on it, are still scratching their head how baseball even got through it at that time. But
well, I heard it was a lot of fun out there at Virginia Credit Union Stadium. A lot of parameters in place,
yeah.
But a lot of chance for guys to grow, including Cade Cavalli. Look for him on the mound with the Rochester Red Wings, the AAA affiliate of the Washington Nationals. Fred Nash tonight here at SRP Park in Augusta, South Carolina, just across the Savannah River from Augusta, Georgia. Green Jackets in their green with the white pants and green calves, getting loose, playing a little football out of there in left field. Fred Nash mostly poised in the dugout and bullpen area tonight in the gray with the red caps and navy blue bills. Everybody kind of sitting on their hands right now, figuring out when this may start. There's still extensive work being done to the field. It's being dragged and dragged again. There's tons and tons of dry out there, and there's still a few teeth that look like they need to be brushed.
Yeah, and I mean, I feel like we probably should try to start this game. I know that probably Augusta doesn't want to, because once the game starts, it's in the hands of the umpires. They want to keep the control within their own walls right now. But, I mean, it hasn't rained for, what, hour and a half, 2 hours, Joey? I mean,
it's been a little while now. We think there's something moving in. Radar is showing a it's not exactly a boil, but it's at least a pimple level of rain that is appearing on the face of this interact map.
Yeah, I feel like we got to try, right? I mean, there's some chance that it may get stopped in the middle of it, but I guess that's something a bridge will have to cross when we get there.
They're at least bringing the hairspray out to the mine. They're going to give it one go over, and then we will hopefully be seeing Mason Denenberg and Jordano Perez on top of it. Denenberg, 0-1, 4-2-1 ERA. He gets to start against Perez, 4-2, the 3.77 mark tonight for the Augusta Green Jackets. Fred Nass, Green Jackets, coming at you live here on the Fred Nass Baseball Network. We're going to take another break, then come back with the voice of these Augusta Green Jackets, Mitchell Speltz. It's all on the way for you on the Fred Nats on Deck pregame show. Don't you dare go anywhere else.
Somerset Farms Golf Course is now open in Locust Grove and is ready to help you perfect your golf game. Somerset Farms is a 150-acre course, and it's a short 20-minute drive from Fredericksburg. The newly renovated course and clubhouse are welcoming and challenging for all golf levels from beginner to pro. If you haven't been to Somerset Farms lately, you'll be in for a big surprise. To learn about Somerset Farms Golf Course or to schedule a tee time, visit newdirection.golf. That's newdirection.golf.
It takes 6 seconds or the length of 2 football fields for a large truck traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. Never cut in front of an 18-wheeler for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Fans, if you're listening in the car, keep those eyes on the road. Keep those hands on the wheel. But keep those ears right here on the Fred Nats Baseball Network.
Keep your eyes on the road, your hand upon the wheel. Keep your eyes on the road, your hand upon the wheel. Yeah, we're going to the roadhouse, gonna have a real
good time out here at SRP Park, where we are in a brief weather delay. Fred Nats Green Jackets here this evening. We've got our eyes both on the diamond and on the radar for you. It's supposed to stay clear, we think, for about another 30, 40 hours, something like that. But then there's a thunderstorm that's being described right now by Google as heavy that might move in. So we might have a heavy rainstorm that is on its way here to SRP Park. But for now, they're preparing, and we should be getting going here, I think, in a matter of minutes.
Yeah, looks like they're kind of wrapping up the tarp, although they're folding the tarp on top of the mound and perhaps putting it on the mound.
Dinner napkin is once again coming on top of one of our saucers out there. And now the official announcement. We got this breaking news from Mitchell Spell, so we would be in a weather delay here to start this game. So we knew it. Now they know it as well, as it's being announced here over the PA system at SRP Park, a weather delay official here in North Augusta, South Carolina. We had a chance to catch up with Mitchell Speltz. What a straight shooter this guy is.
Yeah, really good broadcaster, really good guy, and I think his intricate knowledge of both the Green Jackets and baseball in general will come across in this pregame show interview that we had today.
Let's listen in to what Mitch had to say. It's Fred Nats on Deck pregame show. Joey Zanaboni, Eric Bach here with the voice of the Augusta Green Jackets, Mitchell Speltz. Mitchell, somebody told me that it never rains down here in Augusta. Can you believe that?
I know. Even actually pretty good weather-wise for most of the year. Of course, it seems like just this time of year some rain comes rolling in. Got hit quite a bit in Charleston over the last weekend. But I think we'll have some baseball tonight. Looks like it's clearing up pretty well, though.
This is a land that's known for a little bit of moisture and known for a little bit of grass. You got a golf course here right on a stadium. You ever go over there and get in a quick nine?
Actually, I have not yet. Obviously, you got the Masters golf course in town here, but when I moved down here, I didn't bring my golf clubs with me, and that was a rookie mistake, obviously, coming to a golf town like this. But
Eric just got plenty of golf courses for himself.
I just had to quite the hang up with my golf clubs to get them here. So I can't believe it, Mitchell. I can't believe it.
You got Jordano Perez out there on the mound tonight. What can you tell us about this starter?
Yeah, Jordano got called up from the Florida Complex League around early May, took over in the rotation since that point, and has been one of the best starters for Augusta since that point. He's got a big-time sinker that he goes to quite often. It's really his main fastball that he throws most of the time, and when he's right, he's going to get a lot of contact early in counts, and he's gone six innings and has three quality starts this year, so he's got just as much longevity as anyone since coming into the rotation. But he's a guy, when he gets on a roll, he can really go for this Augusta club, and considering what Ranieri Rodriguez did yesterday for this team, they certainly have a well-equipped bullpen. And if Rodriguez, or I should say if Perez, is able to go deep into the ball game again here tonight, it could set up very well for the Green Jackets.
And the Green Jackets in the first half, 36-30, that record would have won you guys the North Division if you had played in the North Division. But
we don't talk about that.
Yeah. But here in the second half, it's been a bit of a struggle. What can you pinpoint has been the biggest point of weakness for Augusta here in the second half?
Really just closing out games. I mean, you look at a lot of the losses they took against Columbia when we got swept here, which really came as a surprise to a lot of the guys here. A lot of one-run losses, even the same thing in Charleston last week early. And it was just a game where, or really a few handful of games where it felt like Augusta had plenty of opportunities. They stranded guys in running scoring position, and they pitched well, and the opposing team got in against the bullpen. And when they had that sliver and opportunity to take advantage, the opposing team, they did it every time, and that's something Nestor Perez, the manager for Augusta, told me, that he felt like this team, even though they had a 9-game losing streak they just snapped last week, he felt like they were playing well and they might be playing better than their record this half indicates. It was just a matter of finding a way to get through close games late and just kind of getting that extra edge. And I think they're starting to find it a little bit since the end of that Charleston series. I think yesterday was one of their best performances in a while. So I think the confidence is starting to come back, although a couple of their top players in J.J. Negro and Cal Conley just got promoted officially yesterday. So a bit of a rebuilding roster on the fly here, but this is one I think that is starting to quietly get some confidence back.
And J.J. is from the famous baseball family. What are all the relationships? How does that all work out for him?
Yeah, so J.J. was a very popular player here, and he is very much as in the Atlanta Braves fan base. Phil Negro, his uncle, pitched for the Braves for a long time, Hall of Famer. And his father, Joe, also pitched in the majors as well. He pitched with the Astros for a while, did have a short stint with the Braves organization. So J.J. being in Atlanta was a dream come true for him, and being with that organization. A guy who wasn't drafted coming out of college. A matter of fact, he was one that had Tommy John surgery in 2020, and he had the surgery right before really the world shut down. If it wasn't for that, he may not have this professional opportunity that he has now. And he was the main catalyst of this pitching staff for Augusta. And really, if you know Phil Negro and our big baseball historian, he was really the main knuckleball guy going way back in some of the earlier days of baseball. J.J. gets asked that all the time. Do you throw a knuckleball? He never really threw one in a game here. He knew how to throw it, but it was one of those things where it was like in his back pocket. He threw it in warm-ups, but he's more of a slider, changeup, command kind of guy, so it's not really in his repertoire. You don't really see guys throw knuckleballs anymore either, so it's something he really didn't throw. He knew how to do it, and he still does, obviously. But that's kind of where the Negro name really, I think, catches on with people, that knuckleball and Phil and how well he pitched as a Brave for most of his career.
Well, I say the same thing about myself. I got a knuckleball in the back pocket. I just don't ever use it. You never see it in the game or anything like that. You ever see anybody – I mean, that's an interesting question, right? In the last 5 years, how many knuckleballers have come through this league?
None, probably.
Yeah. The last major leaguer had to be Tim Wakefield, right?
Tim Wakefield R.A.
Dickey.
Or R.A. Dickey.
R.A. Dickey. That's about it. The other one. Yep. It's crazy.
Well, lost art. And
Fun fact of the day for you, Tim Wakefield actually was an Augusta Green Jacket back in the day. He pitched for this club when they were affiliated with the Red Sox way back in the early 2000s.
And y'all were supposed to have my good friend Tyler Matzek as well, right?
Yep, so he was supposed to be here at the final week of June when we hosted Columbia, but unfortunately we got rained out in that contest. So he ended up going up to the AAA club and rehab there a couple of times where he threw the ball well. He's back in Atlanta now, but it would have been our first major league rehab assignment at SRP Park and also with the Braves since we started affiliating with them last season. So it's a bit of a tough break for us. Matzek, I think, was going to draw a lot of people out here, but it's good to see at least he was able to get in his innings he needed at the AAA level, and now he's
back. Does say yourself, sure, you're drawing pretty good out here in Augusta, doing well right without Tyler Matzek.
For sure.
A great atmosphere you have here. We've loved every second in Augusta. Mitchell Spellis, voice at Green Jackets. Thanks so much for being with us here on the Fred Nats on Deck pregame show.
Yeah, thank you guys so much for having me.
Mitch, what a guy. That was one of our best, I think, so far this season.
Absolutely had to be, right? I mean, he's there really isn't a bad apple amongst the Carolina League broadcasters, and Mitchell is definitely among the quality apples that we've seen so far.
Very, very quality apple here that they have in Farragussa, where we are in a weather delay to start the evening. It's officially about 7 minutes long, though we've known for about a half hour we would go into it. We'll take a quick break and then bring you back with an update on the weather conditions plus starting lineups live from SRP Park. This is Fred Nats Baseball on the Fred Nats Baseball Network. Simventions, a thriving local business, has been continually voted one of Virginia's best places to work. Simventions is an employee-owned engineering company that supports the development, integration, and transition of new technology to our nation's warfighters. They specialize in software systems and cybersecurity. Simventions is always looking to expand their workforce. Stay close to home by working smarter, not farther. Apply today at Simventions.com. Simventions. Your success is our honor.
Family, fun, Fred Nats.
Group outings are a great way for coworkers, team members, reunions, and organizations to enjoy an exciting night of entertainment. Reserve the third base sky porch for your group and enjoy a 90-minute all-you-can-eat buffet. Or sit in the scoreboard suite where you can update the manual scoreboard throughout the game. Get the info at FredNats.com.
Family, fun, FredNats.
Robert B. Payne.
For heating and air conditioning, one name stands alone.
Robert B. Payne.
Quality installation and service as nearby as your phone.
No one else makes the commitment we do. We back all our work through and through. For heating and air, there's just one name. Robert B. Payne.
For heating and air conditioning, there's just one name. Robert B. Payne. Proud sponsor of the Fred Nats Baseball Network.
Let's kick these fires. Let's light these tires out here in Farragussa, South Carolina, or something like that. Fred Nats and the Green Jackets in a weather delay. We always tell the people the truth, don't we, on this broadcast?
We try.
75% of the time we tell you the truth, and this is 75% right here, a 75% chance of rain at about 8 o'clock in North Augusta. It's been described as heavy, and if you look at the radar, it does look like it is coiling toward Augusta right now. So the weather delay is partially about getting the field ready after some heavy rain here earlier today. They've done a nice job. That dry has certainly soaked up most of it. There's some big puddles, reservoir-type things on this field when we got here today. They've done a fantastic job, but there is a boardroom meeting happening right now down the third baseline. Some very important-looking people down there having what looks like it may be a very serious discussion.
That's right, and some potential fake phone calls being had. Maybe they're real, maybe they're fake, but there's four people, including the head groundskeeper here in Augusta, having a conversation. The managers are not a part of the conversation, which generally is, those are two people that probably need to be involved in the conversation, but we're waiting it out.
I'm sure they've got,
it just feels like we're wasting,
Jake on FaceTime in a moment.
Feels like we might be wasting our opportunity to get five innings in here. If we had started right at 7:05 as scheduled, who knows, according to Mitchell Speltz, we got a sinker baller on the mound tonight that could be mowing through some innings, and Mason Denneberg, if he's anything like he was in his last start, it's going to be quick on his end too. So,
and if anything goes like last night, then we would zip through it pretty quick.
That's
that was
right.
A fast one last night, only about 2 hours and 15 minutes out here at SRP Park in North Augusta, South Carolina, where again we are in a weather delay. Andrew Crawford, the director of stadium operations, among others, plus Daryl Lemmer, the sports turf operation manager out here in Augusta, talking things over on the third base line. Thanks again to Mitchell Speltz for joining us on the Fred Nats On Deck pregame show, talking about wide variety of topics. I was stunned that he has not gone golfing once in Augusta. You're in Augusta.
I know.
And yet you haven't hit in the links.
Yeah, it's a crime. And my golf clubs are here, so we've got a whole week ahead of us. So I'm going to make it a point of mine to get Mitchell out on the golf course before we depart. Or at least maybe in Fredericksburg when the Green Jackets visit us in August.
We will have them up at our place. First Hill will host the Salem Red Sox July 26th through the 31st. First game Tuesday the 26th. Get those tickets at frednaz.com. It's a great homestand that will feature Christmas in July on July the 30th, plus our Snow Globe giveaway on July 31st. More information at frednaz.com. We're not sure what time we'll start, but we do know that other people in the Carolina League have started tonight. Who all is off and moving?
Speaking of Salem, they've already played two games today with the Kannapolis Cannonballers, and they split. Kannapolis wins game two, 11-2, and they finished a game Salem and Kannapolis did that was suspended in the fourth inning yesterday. So they finished the game from yesterday and then played a seven-inning game after that. The Salem Red Sox did hold on for a 3-2 win in the completed game from yesterday, but Kannapolis got the best of them in game two, 11-2. Red Sox are now 43-40. Cannonballers at 38-45. They played an early game in Carolina today, a 1-0 Mudcat win over the Delmarva Shorebirds. Only 8 combined hits in that game. Carolina scores 1 run in the 8th inning at home to win 1-0 and improve to 41-42. They also had an early game in Down East. The Columbia Fireflies are there in town. They scored 4 runs in the top of the 8th inning to steal one on the road, 8-5 over Down East. And that is Columbia's 30th win of the year. They're now 30-53. They will play.
Boy, they're in a hot fight at the top right now with Kannapolis. That's a couple of feral cats scratching each other's eyeballs out there with the Cannonballers and the Fireflies. Both teams, well, a little bit surprising here in the second half.
Yeah, I thought given the way the Augusta Green Jackets performed at the end of the first half, obviously it was a two-horse race in the first half between Myrtle Beach and Charleston in the South Division, but I thought that maybe with a reset the Green Jackets would be a dark horse candidate to win the second half here in the South, but so far they're just 4-11 in the second half. Obviously did win yesterday, looked pretty good doing it too, so maybe they're back on track a little bit, but they've already dug themselves a big hole here in the first half. Well, they're 6-7 games back already, just 15 games in. They are also in a rain delay in Myrtle Beach. Fayetteville is there. They have not started that game. The Woodpeckers took the series opener last night over the Pellies 5-2.
Yeah, and the Pelicans have kind of fallen off a little bit. We talked about Lynchburg, boy, 5-11 in the second half. They've really fallen off after winning the first half. Myrtle Beach, they're just kind of dragging their feet, 8-8. They've had some promotions like everybody else, but not exactly what they were doing in the first 66 of the season.
No, it's not. And it feels like the second half is probably Charleston's to lose, even though they're kind of middle of the pack right now. But I just feel like if Myrtle Beach wins the second half, then Charleston will likely be the second playoff team given their record. But it just feels like the River Dogs should be the favorites here in the second half. Speaking of those two teams that you just mentioned, Charleston and Lynchburg, they're playing each other right now. They're going full out right now in Lynchburg. It's a 1-0 River Dog lead in the top of the fifth inning at Bank of the James Stadium. Charleston got a 10-4 win last night in the series opener. River Dogs haven't played a full 9-inning game since last Friday. It's been nearly a full week since Charleston has been able to get a full 9 in, but it looks like they will get full 9 in tonight in Lynchburg as the River Dogs try to win their 55th game. And if they do win tonight, assuming that Myrtle Beach gets rained out, Charleston will have the same record as the Pelicans at 55-27. River Dogs right now 54-27. The Lynchburg Hillcats, the first half champion in the Carolina League North Division, have fallen under 500. A lot of that has to do with our Fred Nats. Took 5 out of 6 from them last week. They are 40-42, really reeling right now. Definitely need a bounce back at home.
Fred Nass, Green Jackets, a to-be-determined start time here tonight. We hacked into the laptops of both of these managers out here at SRP Park. We do have the lineups for you. You never know with some of these delays. Sometimes things can get a little bit wonky, but we do believe we have what is still the correct lineup for you. We'll get to both of those coming up on the Fred Nats On Deck pregame show. This is Fred Nats Baseball live from North Augusta, South Carolina.
You can stay in the loop with the latest happenings around Fredericksburg's professional baseball team by following us on social media. We're on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at FXBGNats. Get game recaps, watch highlights, and stay informed with up-to-the-minute updates on the Fred Nats. Throw us a follow or a like, or just creep on our page late at night. Just be careful not to accidentally double tap or anything, because we will know you're looking at our post. Be a follower at FXBGNats.
Topside Federal Credit Union is in the people helping business. For over 60 years, Topside has been dedicated to providing their members and their community with the support they need to flourish. From top-notch customer service to low loan rates, Topside members are at the heart of every decision they make. Apply for membership today and learn what it means to be more than a member at Topside Federal Credit Union. The view's better from here. Topside Federal Credit Union, proud sponsor of the Fred Nats Baseball Network.
COVID-19 has changed how we live and how we feel, but now there are vaccines, and they are the first step that lets us get back to the things we miss most, like spreading the word without spreading concern, girls tripping instead of solo sipping, and talking smack with a side of mac and cheese. It's okay to have questions about COVID-19 vaccines. Now, get the facts. Visit GetVaccineAnswers.org so you can make an informed decision when COVID-19 vaccines are available to you. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Well, they've resorted to playing the High School Musical clips out here at SRP Park. Ashley Tisdale, Zac Efron, Corbin Blue, Vanessa Hudgens, and the rest dancing from the final scene of High School Musical, the original. What's your relationship with High School Musical?
I was right in the prime time of High School Musical.
You were in the armpit of the High School Musical world, huh?
Sure was. You know, I remember distinctly, and I can't believe we're talking about this here on the Fred Nats Baseball Network, but we like had a big gathering at a family friend's house when High School Musical 2 premiered, and the family friend, who will shall remain nameless on the air,
sure.
But I distinctly remember the first shot of High School Musical 2 is of the clock in the school, mm-hmm. like striking. You know, school's out for summer, whatever time East High was releasing their students back in the day. And I just distinctly remember my friend, she was the biggest High School Musical fan in the room. I mean, we all were like a little excited for it, but this was like making her year that High School Musical was coming out. And she says, "Ooh, the clock." Like, that was like her
symbolic
about the start of something new, Jared.
Start of something new. It's some interesting weather delay entertainment out here at SRP Park, where there are some fans in the lower bowl as well as the suites area. And everybody, both teams as well as the fans, just kind of keeping the eyes glued down to the third base line where the official meeting continues about 20 minutes deep into this weather delay. Field looks ready, but storm is potentially moving in, and they just don't feel comfortable to start. If and when we do, though, we believe we have the lists of names who will be storming out there on the field. Who do these Augusta Green Jackets have down there tonight?
They have Caleb Durbin at shortstop leading off for the second straight night. He was 0-for-3 leading off last night. Francisco Floyd, who made his Green Jacket debut yesterday, will hit second and play third for the second straight day. Geraldo Quintero, who went 4-for-5 yesterday, finished a home run short of the cycle, will play second base. Brandon Parker's right fielder. Stefan Paolini, beg your pardon, is the left fielder. Braulio Vasquez is the first baseman. Elizal Stevens is the DH. Victor De Hoyos is the catcher. And Caden Morton, who is a top 30 Atlanta Braves prospect, will round out the nine in center field, all in support of Jordano Perez. Joined the Green Jackets in mid-May, and since then he's 4-2 with a 3.77 ERA, a sinker baller that's, when the sinker is good, the games go quick. according to Mitchell Speltz, the voice of the Green Jackets.
And he'll be opposed by Mason Denneberg. What a start this guy had against Lynchburg at home. Faced just one over the minimum in four. And good news, he's been really good on the road this season. Fifth start of the year away from Virginia Credit Union Stadium, sporting an ERA of 2.77. Mason backed up by a card that reads like this for the skipper of the Clipper ship. Jake Lowry set a field to J.Y. Jacob Young is at the top of it. Second baseman is held by Vice Presidente Viandel Pena hitting second. DH is Drew Millis. He is going to be in that three-hole once again in his second appearance of this latest rehab stint. Followed here by the first baseman, El Hombre Imparable, Leandro Emiliani cleans up. Third baseman is slamming Sammy Infante hitting fifth. And his right fielder, postseason Stephen Williams in that sixth spot making his series debut. Left fielder is T.J. White. Catcher is G. Geraldo Diaz. And shortstop is Yoandy Rivero, all in support of Denneberg out there on the bump tonight again. A to-be-determined start time, though we are still, we believe, on track to play here tonight in beautiful North Augusta, South Carolina. The official meeting continues on here as the Green Jackets kind of try to just get with the start time and with potentially – I don't know what they're talking about. I'm not gonna lie to you. Yeah. I have no idea.
Yeah.
I guess they're just monitoring the radar down there, and now they are resorting to playing
hump
those
day
hump day commercials. Yeah, from Geico. What's your relationship like with those Geico commercials?
We don't have this kind – I mean, we do have this kind of
we,
time.
Oh boy, do we ever.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm passing on that one. I gave you a really good story about High School Musical, so I'm punting on this one.
Well, hey, really is a relative term, but you gave us a story, Eric Buck.
Oh,
he is
Joey.
A High School Musical expert. I'm just a High School Musical appreciator. Here's something embarrassing about me. I've never seen the entirety of any High School Musical film, and
well, then,
yet I put it down as one of my favorite movies and used it as a computer password for going on 10 years.
Well, now that's out there in the world, but I feel like you can't say that my – very good story was not really good if you haven't
just
seen
said,
all
hey,
the movies.
Really is a relative term. And we know that we are really close to getting started here in Augusta. To put that in perspective for you, we are really close to getting going here in North Augusta, South Carolina. But for now, we're going to get you back to the music. Weather delay here on the Fred Nats Baseball Network officially for about the last 25 minutes, unofficially for about the last 40. We expect a storm to move in here to Augusta and just waiting to see how the Green Jackets want to play tonight. We'll come back in about 10 minutes with another weather update. This is Fred Nats Baseball right here on the Fred Nats Baseball Network.
The Groove Mattress in a Box delivers revitalized. Thank you.
maneira em cor e a luz da lua, toda a canção do seu amor. Quero ver essa dona caminhando pelos salões arrastando o seu vestido.
Nationals baseball right here on the Fred Nats Baseball Network. Still in a weather delay. We just got an official update here about 3 or 4 minutes to go. Fred Nats and the Augusta Green Jackets still in an extended weather delay out here at SRP Park, where thunderstorms are approaching, we believe, though it is still nice and cloudy out here. Fred Nats hoping to get this one in tonight against the Green Jackets, but the tarp has come back on the field, most of the players, and pretty much all the benches have cleared off the field and headed back to the locker rooms. A couple of stragglers here and there having a conversation or two out on the outfield, but it's just a whole lot of tarp looking right now as things have come to a standstill here at SRP Park.
Yes, that I have nothing to add.
Let's get him back to the music then.
Okay.
This is Antonio Carlos Jobim here during our weather delay.
check out this Verbo.
It's Fredericksburg Nationals baseball right here on the Fred Nats Baseball Network. Still in a weather delay here at SRP Park where chicken dancing has started. They've at least been creative with these weather delay games and activities, haven't they?
They sure have. And I don't know where they found that compilation of like funny moments from baseball movies, but it was quite a great callback here on the video board at SRP Park.
Well, I certainly enjoyed it, and the fans have stuck around in decent numbers as we just continue to watch the tarp out there. It's been on for about a half hour now as the Fred Nats and the Green Jackets have been awaiting a storm that's not yet quite materialized. I mean, there are clouds. There are threatening sort of blobs up in the sky, but for the most part, it's been dry ever since we got here. There's a little bit of rain right around 3:30, 4 o'clock. Certainly rain earlier in the day, but throughout the evening, it's been pretty dry here, and I guess we're still waiting on this storm to pop up.
Yeah, I think it's behind us, too. The darkest clouds, I don't think, are in our view right now. But, yes, I don't know. It feels like we could have been playing for a little while at this point. Obviously, we haven't seen a drop of rain in going on probably three and a half hours now here in Augusta. But that's why we're sitting up here, and the decision makers are where they are, right?
Down the third base line and now somewhere else. The meeting that we've been keeping our eyes on has adjourned, as have most of the benches. There's a couple of players from each team just kind of standing and talking in the outfield, but mostly it's vacant around the Pine Ponies right now. We don't think that this storm is going to hold off. We do think there's a storm that will come into the area, but you're right. There's been a little bit of time here where it's been dry, and still hoping we can get in an official game tonight. There's a lot of other activity both earlier today and right now across the Carolina League. What do we have on that Carolina League scoreboard powered by MILB.com?
The only other, or there's two other games being played right now. Charleston's up 2-0 over Lynchburg in the top of the eighth inning. That has been a pitcher's duel, only five combined hits in that one. But the River Dogs have the edge right now, 2-0. The Fayetteville Woodpeckers are in Myrtle Beach. They started that game in a rain delay, but it's 0-0 in the top of the second inning. They are playing in Myrtle Beach. Columbia's beaten down east. They had a day game today in Kinston, 8-5. Same deal in Carolina. They beat the Delmarva Shorebirds 1-0. Mudcats over Shorebirds. They finished yesterday's game and then played a 7-inning game today in Salem. Red Sox held on in yesterday's game 3-2, but it was all Kannapolis. The Cannonballers win game 2 11-2 over the Red Sox at Carilion Clinic Field in Fair Salem.
That's a look at the Carolina League scoreboard powered by MILB.com. Some rain with a sizable impact across the league tonight, including here in North Augusta, South Carolina, where we have been in a weather delay for officially about 57 minutes. So we knew we would start this one in a weather delay more like an hour and 20 or so. Fred Nats, Green Jackets, still hoping to get it in tonight on a hot, humid, and potentially stormy one just across from the legendary Masters Augusta National Golf Course. We are hoping for a little baseball here tonight. Get you back with another weather update in about 15 minutes. Until then, enjoy the music here on the Fred Nats Baseball Network.
Sei que ainda vou voltar para o meu lugar. deitar à sombra de uma palmeira que já não há, colher a flor que já não dá, que algum amor talvez possa espantar.
It's Fred Nash Baseball here on the Fred Nash Baseball Network, where we pride ourselves on breaking news. This news is still being announced at SRP Park. It's over for tonight. It is done for tonight. There will be no baseball here in Augusta this evening, but it looks like there's a doubleheader, not tomorrow, but Friday here at SRP Park between the Fred Nash and the Green Jackets. Again, we're looking at a doubleheader on Friday, but a contest tomorrow at 7:05. We'll get further details on that doubleheader as we get a little bit closer to Friday. But for now, we are done here tonight with an official weather delay of 1 hour and 3 minutes. Fred Nats and Green Jackets, inconclusive action.
Yep, it felt pretty inevitable once the tarp came on the field. And we waited as long as we could, but the clouds are coming, and the radar looks iffy at best. So at this point, if you've waited this long, I think the best move is to just call it and try again on, or play two on Friday, and hopefully we can get tomorrow's game in no problem, and then we'll play the two right here on Friday night.
Looking at most likely a 5 o'clock start, don't you think, there on Friday?
Yeah, we'll get that confirmed, but that's what our inside source Mitchell says.
Hey, you can't reveal the name of a source like that.
Yeah,
he's journalists always had to protect him.
That's right, yeah. He, our pregame show guest.
That's right. And what a great pregame show guest he was. Thanks to him, and thanks to all the great crew out here at SRP Park, where we can say at least we were well-fed.
We were.
Still got the press box meal, and yes. That is much to our delight out here tonight, where we have endured a weather delay of just over an hour. Your final thoughts on this night in North Augusta?
Just glad to have been hanging out up here with you, Joey.
Well, thanks very much. Back at you, Eric Bach. It's been a lot of fun. Fred Nats, Green Jackets, tomorrow at 7:05. Obviously, we have the rotation for series, but things are going to be out of whack here as things are rescheduled around a weather delay and ultimately a postponement. It was supposed to be Andre Lara tomorrow against the right-hander A.J. Smith-Shawver. Lara looking for his third win, Smith-Shawver his second, but now you imagine that Denenberg and Perez, they each might see the light of day tomorrow in that single game and then move back to a doubleheader on Friday. Lara and Jackson Rutledge and Smith-Shawver and perhaps Luis Vargas for these Augusta Green Jackets. So, of course, we will wait for official confirmation on all of that. Fred Nats still 46-36. Green Jackets at 40-41. Thanks for being with us for this extended weather delay at SRP Park. We'll talk to you again tomorrow at 6:45 with the Fred Nats on Deck pregame show. Till then, Joey Zanaboni saying so long from North Augusta. This has been Fredericksburg Nationals Baseball on the Fred Nats Baseball Network.